Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, September 21st. The day after a snap pandemic election, and not much has changed in terms of seats in Ottawa, with 99.16% of the vote counted. The Conservatives retained the same number of seats they had when Parliament was dissolved for the election. The Liberals gained a seat, the NDP gained a seat, the Greens lost a seat, leaving them with two in the House of Commons, and the People's Party didn't win any. Green leader Annamae Paul did not win her riding. In local ridings, voters re-elected incumbents. Bruce Gray Owen Sound's Conservative Alex Ruff is heading back to Ottawa for another term, securing 49.4% of the vote, with nearly all polls reporting an increase over his 2019 results.
Well, they told me that they're, I guess, happy with how I've been doing, and I take that as a sincere appreciation, and I'm humbled once again to have that privilege.
Conservative Ben Lobb won again in Huron-Bruce. He says looking ahead, there's a need locally for more infrastructure.
We really haven't received the recognition from the federal government in the past 6 years. We have a very beautiful place to live, and everybody wants to come here and make Huron-Bruce their life. But we do need infrastructure. We do need water and sewer improvements, community center improvements. We know that. We need rural broadband.
Lobb was first elected to the riding back in 2008. Voter turnout wasn't as high in this election as it was in 2019, with 99.1% of polls reported. Nationally, voter turnout is listed as 58%, not including those who registered on Election Day. Back in 2019, it was 67%. Locally, voter turnout in Bruce Gray Owen Sound was just under 62%, or about 56,000 people. In 2019, it was 65.6%. In Huron-Bruce, the voter turnout was 67%. That's down from 2019, which saw a 71% turnout. A Grey Highlands woman has been charged with impaired driving in connection to an incident Friday night in a Collingwood parking lot. OPP say a pedestrian was struck outside Boston Pizza in Collingwood and was taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police charged a 22-year-old Grey Highlands woman with impaired driving and dangerous operation of a vehicle, causing bodily harm. A number of facilities in Grey Bruce have released their vaccination policies ahead of tomorrow when the provincial vaccine passport requirement kicks in. Owen Sound, South Bruce Peninsula, and Kincardine have outlined their vaccine-proof policies, and facilities like the Julie MacArthur Regional Rec Centre, town recreation spaces, and the Davidson Centre will require proof of vaccination. There are a number of exceptions to this policy that include medical exemptions, children under 12, and those participating in organized sports. You can find more details on our Bayshore Broadcasting news page. Briefly in business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 89 points. The Dow Jones is down 50 points. Our dollar is trading at 78.04 U.S. cents, up 0.04 of a cent. And the price of oil is $70.56, up 27 cents a barrel. In sports, in Major League Ball, the Toronto Blue Jays play the Rays in Tampa Bay. The Rays won 6-4 in the opener of the three-game set last night. The loss for Toronto slashed their hold on the second American League wildcard spot down to just a half game over the New York Yankees. Alek Manoah gets the start for the Jays. The derby for the two American League wildcard spots continues tonight on three fronts. The Boston Red Sox have possession of the first wildcard spot as they open an interleague series at Fenway Park against the New York Mets. Boston is 1.5 games up on Toronto, who have possession of the second wildcard spot. The New York Yankees are just a half game back of Toronto. The Yankees entertain Texas tonight. And in Oakland, the Athletics and Seattle Mariners will go head-to-head again. Oakland is 2 games back of Toronto, while the Mariners are 3 games back. The complete Major League schedule is posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Stay tuned. The weather forecast is coming up next.